Bezer Shem Mizbach, we begin Perek Shlishi, the third and final chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Chagiga, the laws of celebrating on the Yom Tov and the Sefer Karbonos, which in this Perek, the Rambam discusses the mitzvah of Hakel, of gathering, which it relates to the Yom Tovim, as its date is related to that, of gathering the Jewish people to hear words of inspiration of the word of the Torah. As Rambam begins Halacha Aleph regarding this mitzvah and who is obligating it. Mitzvah says, the Pasuk commandment, Lahakel, Kol Yisrael, to gather together all the Jewish people, Anoshim, Benoshim, Metaf, men, women, and children. B'chol mitzvah Shemitah, every right after the Shemitah year, Baloisim L'regel, when they're coming up for the Yom Tov, which that's the continuation of these Perakim, of the Hilchas Chagiga. V'likris Ba's name in the Torah, and to read that they should hear in their ears from the words of the Torah. Parashiyos, the Parashiyos in the Torah, Mizarzis, Aysim Mitzvahs, that give them a sense of diligence and alacrity in the mitzvahs, mechaskes yidem, and strengthens them bedasa emes in the law of the truth, in the truthful law. Shemek says in the pasuk in Devarim, it says mekeit sheveshanim, at the end of 7 years, b'moyed in the Yom Tov by the end of Shnas HaShmita, of the Shmita year b'chag haSukkos in the Yom Tov Sukkos, b'voichal Yisrael leroyz v'gome, at the time when all the Jewish people are coming up to Yerushalayim, to the Beis Hamikdash, to Hakel HaSa'am, gather together the people, HaNoshim, HaNoshim, HaTaf, the men, the women, the children, Megecha, Shebeshalecha, Begoyim, and the converts in your gates, etc. That's the mitzvah of Hakel. Halacha Bey is now Kol HaPatim in the Re'iyah, which continues in the theme we spoke about in the previous parak. Whoever is exempt from Re'iyah, Patim Mitzvah Hakel is exempt from the mitzvah of Hakel. Chutz, Min HaNoshim, HaTaf, except for women, children, and some of those uncircumcised, that they are Mechuyiv. Avlatame put the mitzahakel, but someone who's impure is exempt from mitzahakel. Kashanem says in the pasuk b'voichal Yisrael, when all the Jewish people come, which is they're coming to the Azara, v'zein eror labia, and someone who is tame is not fit to come into the Azara. V'adavabar. Now, what is clear is shatum v'adregnis chayavin, that the tumtum who is not doesn't show any sign of gender, and those that who actually has both signs of gender are obligated. Shari nashim chayav. The whole reason why they're exempt by re'i is because that maybe they're women, and women are exempt, but women are obligated here in hakel, so too they're also obligated. Halacha Gimel continues regarding the time and the order of how to do this hakel. So, Amos HaYikaron, when would they read from the Torah? So, B'matzah Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag HaSukkos, right after the first day of the Yom Tov HaSukkos, Shutchilus Yimei Chulu Shel Moed, which is the beginning of the days of the Chulu Shel Moed, the intermediate days, Shel Shana Shminis of this Sukkos, which is in the beginning of the 8th year, right after the Shemitah year, V'amelech Hu Sheikav HaZneim, it's the king who reads from the Torah that they listen with their ears. Ubeazus Noshim, HaNoshim HaYikaron, in the women's courtyard of the Beis Hamikdash, they would read from the Torah. But Kar Kushu Yesh, when he would read it as he's sitting. Vim Kardam Umed, if he reads it as he's standing, here's a Meshubach, so that's praiseworthy. Now, Mehechon Ukar, from where would he read? So, Metchilis Chumash, Eila Hadvarm, from the beginning of what's called Mishnah Torah, of the Sefer Devarim. Asoiv Parsha Shema, until the end of Parsha Shema, which is in Devarim, Perek Vav, Pasik Tes. Umedalik, then he would skip Labahayim Shemaya, Begoyim, etc., which is he would start until the end of the parasha over there in Pasach of Aleph. Then he would skip to that of giving the maestris, which is applicable in the Yom Tovim there in Perek Yudal, Pasach of Beis. And he'd read from Asa to Asa, Allah Seda, in the order, Atzei Brachas, Uklaus, until the end of where it talks about the curses and the blessings. Ad until Milvad Habris, Ashakar Sita Mechayiv, that besides for the covenant that he already cut with them in Chayiv by Har Sinai, which is in Perek Chav Ches, Pasuk Samach Tez, Upaisik, and that's where he would stop. Now, Lacha Dalad Ketzer Ukar, how would he do this recital? So, Taken Mechatzoyses Bechol Yerushalayim, they would blow in the trumpets and all of Yerushalayim, Kedei Lahakel Hazam, to gather the people together. Umvin Bima Gedoyla Veshal Eitzayis, they would bring a large platform which was made out of wood. Umamid Naisim Be'emtze Ezes Nashim, they put it in the middle of the women's courtyard. Vamelech Eilu Be'yeshavala, the king went up and he would sit on it. Kedei Sheyishma Kuriyasa, so that they should be able to hear his recital. B'chol Yisrael ha'olam l'chag, and all the Jews that went up for the Yom Tov of Sukkos, miskaps and svirvav, they would gather around them. B'chazan ha'kneses nitl sefer Torah, and the shamash of the shul, he would take out the sefer Torah. V'nos l'esh ha'kneses, he would put in the one in charge, the president of the shul. V'nos ha'kneses nitl is gone, and the one that's in charge, the president of the shul, would give it to the deputy kohen gadol. Who's going to kohen gadol? The deputy would give it to the high priest. The kohen gadol ha'melech, and the high priest would give it to the king. And the reason why we had all these people is kedei lahajer b'reb and the adam, is to glorify him with all these people going higher and higher till you get to the king. The king would receive it as he was standing. If he wants to, Yashav, he could sit when he receives it. He would open up the Sefer Torah, look at it, and make a bracha. Just like everyone makes a bracha in the shul before he gets an aliyah. He would read from the parashas, as we mentioned before, until he finishes what was part of that kriya. B'gailil, he would roll it back, u'mavarach l'achareah, make a bracha after it. Kedach u'mavarach m'batik in the zis, just like we make brachas after we get the aliyah in the shul. Now, besides those two brachas, u'maisim sheva brachas, he add on seven other brachas. Ve'elehin, and they are, Ritzei Hashem lekeinu b'am chesro b'chulu, let it be willing, Hashem, our God, of the Jew, your people, the Jews, which, that's the bracha of Berchas Avodah, we say every day in Shemayin Esrei, Ritzei, and Moed Menachnoch, which is the next bracha, we give thanks to you, b'chulu, etc. And Atav Echarton Mekol Am Mechulu, you chose us from all the nations, etc. Ad Mekata Yisrael Bazmanim, until that's the bracha we make every Yom Tov, that He sanctifies the Jews and the designated times of the Yom Tovim. Kedesh Mevarach Mitzvah, like these three brachas of Ritzei and Moedim and Kedusha Siyayim, as we say in our regular davening. So Harei Shalosh Brachas Kamat Ben. These are the coined three brachas that we all know of. Then there's Revius, a fourth special bracha. Mespal al Hamikdash Yamed, he would daven that the Beis Hamikdash should be standing. V'chayisim b'ayin, he would conclude, Baruchat Hashem, bless you, Hashem, Hashechem Tzion, who rests in His divine presence in Tzion. Chamishas, the fifth bracha, is Mespal al Yisrael, Shetam Malchusam. He davened regarding the Jewish people that their reign should stand. V'chayisim ba, and he would conclude, Habaycha B'Yisrael, that he chooses the Jewish people. Shishas, the sixth bracha, is Mespal al Kehanim. He davened regarding the priests, that God should be pleased with their service. He would conclude, bless you Hashem, who sanctifies the Kan. Shvis, the seventh bracha is Meschanen u'mispalba. He would supplicate and he would pray in this, kefima shehu yachol, whatever he could. And he would conclude, Haisha Hashem, as Am Chisol. Save Hashem, your people, the Jews. Sh'am Chisol, tzichel Mashiach, that your people need salvation. Barachat Hashem, shemeh tfil, bless you Hashem, who hears the prayers. Now, loch hey. The Rambam continues regarding one variable, and then what was the purpose? Hakriyav HaBrachas, so the recital and the blessings, B'lashon HaKodesh, are done in Lashon HaKodesh, in the Holy Tongue, the ancient Hebrew. Shnog, it says in the Pasuk in the Devarim, Tikres HaTorah HaZayis, recite this Torah, which is B'lashon in the wording as it's written, Af Pi Shishim Lo HaZayis, even though there's foreigners over there that speak all the languages, you say it in Lashon HaKodesh. Now, the game she'en makim, regarding comrades who they don't recognize Lashon HaKodesh, they were Gentiles and they just converted. Chayaven lahachin libam ulhakshav asnam. They have an obligation to prepare their hearts and to be attentive with their ears. The shmaya to listen be'ema v'yira with awe and with fear v'gil berada and rejoicing in the trepidation kiyum shenitna b'sina like the day was given at Har Sinai. And the filachacham gedaylim, even great sages sheyodim kol Torah kul, that they know the entire Torah, chayavon l'shmoy bekavon gedaylim, you say they have an obligation to listen with a great and increased intent and focus. U'mishen yochel l'shmoy, now whoever can't hear because he's very far from the recital, meaning if he would be deaf, then he's exempt from re'iyah, and hence, as we said, he would also be exempt from hakel. So he could hear, just too far to hear. Mechavon liv l'kriyazu, he should focus his heart for this recital. Because the whole reason why the Pasuk instituted this mitzvah is to strengthen the law of the truth, which is the words of our Torah. He should see himself as if right now he's commanded in this, and as if he heard it straight from Hashem, because the king, he's but an agent to bring forth the word of God. However, this hakel, although it was done at the time that we mentioned, but it is pushed off if it comes out on Shabbos. Yom hakel, the day of hakel, which is right after the first day of Yom Tov. If Yom Tov is on Friday, where Shacholi is b'Shabbos, so Matzi Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, ma'achar noisel achar Shabbos, then they push it off to the day after Shabbos. And the reason they tekiyas hachatzais, because like we said, first they would blow the trumpets, which is not done on Shabbos in Yerushalayim. Vatzchinas and the supplications, which she'en adrech and the Shabbos, those two things, one doesn't daven for a tzara on Shabbos, and therefore we push it off to the day after. We have concluded the laws of the celebration in the Beis HaMikdash on the Yom Tov with Heavenly System.